Welcome back to Hoofbeats with Lori. We're rekindling America's love affair with the horse one Saturday at a time. I'm Lori Richliano, your host, along with my co-host and husband, Victor Richliano. If you enjoy all things equine, you've come to know this is most definitely the place to be.
You know, Lori, we're going to push this spring thing.
That's what I'm thinking. We just got to keep thinking spring. We have to get bumper stickers and everything.
Daylight savings time is only a couple weeks away.
It's very quick. So think spring.
So that'll be really, really good.
Yes, think spring.
You know, well, this next segment we're going to talk about is some things you should do to get ready for spring.
See, look at that.
Because we want to make sure that all of our listeners are ready and so they can go on that first big trail ride.
I'm not ready. I've been already starting to think about some things. And all I know is this is actually, in a sense, it's good. Time to put away your money. Because as a horse owner, I love spring.
Yes.
But as a horse owner, I don't love spring.
Because you have some extra expenses.
I've got some vet bills, and I've got some farrier bills, and I've got lots of vaccination bills, and I've got deworming bills, and maybe winter wasn't so bad.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that you want to do, one of the first things is, and I would do it now.
Okay.
Because, you know, the vets are...
they're already booking.
Yeah, they're already booking. And, you know, and like where we live, and it's kind of a... It's a happy day and a sad day. It's a happy day for Dr. Matz over at Dakota Equine because yes. He retired.
Yeah, I know.
It's a sad day for us because one of the best vets in this entire...
area, yeah, for sure.
Has decided to go fishing rather than take care of our animals.
Come on, Tim.
You know, so we want to thank Dr. Matz for all of his service and everything that he's done for this community. I mean, we've been going to Dakota Vet for over 20 years.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Yeah, but all the other vets are still there. Dr. Sarah, you know, and Dr. Brewer bought the business.
Yes.
And she's doing a great job. I got to see her this week with Boo when he went in
our
there.
Our Sphinx kitten.
And so we're kind of getting off track here, but we did want to say give out a big shout out to Dr. Matz because he's done a wonderful job and been a big help in this community.
A big
with
part
all
of our community, right?
And stuff like
Dakota
that.
Veterinary Hospital we use.
Yeah, it's a great hospital to use. And we were talking about scheduling your vet appointments, and you need to do those now because the vets are going to get kind of busy.
Yes.
So you want to get give them a couple weeks, you know, notice because in a couple weeks we're going to hit daylight savings time and hopefully some warmer weather. But you need to get those vets scheduled out there.
Well, the biggest thing is why we do this is it does take time. Like when we do our yearly inoculations, like we're going to talk about here, when we give the yearly vaccinations, it takes a couple weeks for the immunity to build up in that horse's system completely. So got to get that ready before we start traveling with those horses.
Now, I'm also going to recommend, I know that people like you that are frugal, we won't use the cheap word.
Okay.
They like to go out and they do their own vaccines and stuff like that. And that's not bad. But I always recommend that the vet see your horse at least once a year.
Well, and spring is really a good time. And at this time, you actually can be a little frugal. Here's how I think about this is because we do need to get our yearly Coggins. So
correct.
When the vet is out doing the yearly Coggins for our horse to make sure that they don't have an issue with that, we can get them the vaccination at the same time.
Right. And the big thing is to get the vet to put some eyes on that horse.
Yes.
Get somebody other than you to look at them. Somebody who's really, really well trained and may spot a problem before you're out on that trail for that first trail ride.
Yeah, and they're going to do an all-over exam on your horse as well. So they're going to be able to take a listen to its lungs, its heart, and make sure that everything is going well. They'll probably see that horse move. And if you have any questions that have been lingering over the winter, now's the time to ask.
You also want to keep your farrier work up.
Oh, you know, you have to. During the winter, sometimes we've gotten a little slack because also some of the hoof growth has been a little bit slower in the winter because if it's been cold or if it's been dark, the horses haven't been growing quite as much foot. So sometimes we've been a little slack on that. So we better start tightening
again,
that up.
Or, you know, we got the holidays and you want to buy me that big Christmas gift. So
the horse has got the shoes.
Instead of 8 weeks, the horse might be able to go 10 weeks.
Well,
you know, so not, you don't want to do that during
not
the
not at our farm, Victor. You just didn't get your present.
Yeah, I know. Forever always comes first.
She gets
her shoes,
she got her
rain
shoes.
Or shine or snow. It doesn't matter.
That's right. Yeah. You got a hug from me.
Yeah, that's true.
See?
That's true.
She got her shoes.
Yeah. And one of the other things you want to do is get your fly gear ready.
Oh.
They're coming.
Oh.
They're coming.
They're coming.
They're going to come with gangbusters just buzzing around.
Yeah, that means we're going to need those little stomping boots for out there.
Those happy little buzzers are going to be around, so start looking in. You don't want to run out of that fly spray or any of that other stuff.
No, no, there's a lot of things to be preparing for. Not only does the fly spray prevent the flies, it also presents our other friendly friend that we just love so much, the mosquito, which is a lovely vector for West Nile.
Yep. Ugh. Yep, don't forget those West Nile vaccines,
too. Oh, my goodness, yeah, there's a lot of things that are coming down the pike. And when we're talking about farrier work, what I try to remember is when we do our farrier work, a lot of times I'll do a deworming at that time, too.
You're getting ahead of us, dear.
Am I jumping ahead?
Farther down on our list,
Look at that.
We'll go ahead and cover it now, since Lori's jumping ahead, like always.
Of course.
Let's go ahead and get the your dewormers in there, too. Set those up with your farrier. You know, and if you're going to be doing competitive trail riding or any competitions or anything like that or going to events, now's the time to sit down and plan out your calendar.
Yeah, that's true, because, you know, it's going to come up really quick and really fast. So you need to know where you want to be and at what time.
And if you need to take days off, now's the time to put in those requests for days
off. I would like to have some requests.
You have no requests for day off. You go wherever you want when you want. I'm the one that needs the requests for day off.
That's true. That's true. I will give you that.
And here's that fun one. Make sure that you got your tack cleaned.
And at the same time, you clean your tack, but you can go, that reminds me, I need new saddles.
No, I'm okay with my saddle.
But did you see the new, I'm trying to get those new Billy Cook fenders.
And then I had
Mackenzie out riding, you know, for her lesson the other week.
Yes.
And we decided that the aluminum stirrups that I have on my Billy Cook, we don't like them. We don't like them nearly as much as I have the angled aluminums on my other barrel saddle, which I really like because it's very good on the ankles. And we decided those are much better. So I have to get a new pair.
Yeah, no, sorry. Mackenzie can buy those for you for your birthday. That's coming up soon.
No.
That'd be a nice birthday gift for you.
Oh, I have another birthday gift. That's good.
So make sure you get that tack all clean and make sure you look for anything that needs to be repaired on.
Repaired. Yeah, that's a big thing. Sometimes we just put it away last year and kind of hoped for the best.
You know, the other thing, too, is as you're peeling those blankets off, as it gets warmer, don't just stick them in a corner in a box.
No.
Stick them in and get them washed and repaired.
Yeah, it's never a great thing. Hopefully you guys have been keeping up a little bit on your washing of your blankets because it helps. But do not, and I repeat, do not. I've done this before. I'll just kind of push it in the corner. You don't want to see that blanket come fall.
Right. No, you want to know.
No.
Oh, if it's all summer, especially if you put it in a hermetically sealed box.
Oh, wow. And, you know, it has its own life. It becomes this blanket creature.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No,
you know?
No. Clean them up.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is you need to take a look at your horse and work on your horse's body condition score.
Yes.
Because have they gotten heavy over summer?
Have they had their head thin in that round feeder a little bit
too
much?
Yeah. You know, they've had that blanket on, and when it's cold, we throw some extra hay at them. And they may not have worked as much as they do during the summer. So you want to start checking their body and making sure, you know, maybe they need a little more fat on their body or maybe they need to be slimmed down a little bit. Now's the time to start
that. It is definitely the time to look.
You know, and very important, set up your chiropractic visit.
Oh, I could use one myself.
Yes. No, the horse.
I thought you were talking about me. Because that's another birthday present you can get me.
Yeah, we'll see. But, you know, get the chiropractor out there. We got to call Dr. Sarah, have her come on out and
get Teddy ready to ride.
She's booked out. So you better get on that list.
I talked to her about that, yes.
And get her out there, you know, and do some serious cleaning. You know, now's the time, you know, stuff that you've let sit in that barn, go through and do some cleaning.
Dusting. I tell you that we try. And then, you know, you've got those cobwebs. Yeah. How do those spiders survive in the winter?
I don't know. They're like the mosquitoes.
Yes.
They live forever.
I know. Same thing. Time to dust and clean.
Right. And now's the time to get clipping on those horses. If you need to clip bridle paths, all that stuff like that, now's the time to get going.
That means we're going to have to, we got to get our blades sharpened.
Yep.
We got to buy new blades. Got to check. We've got to take our clippers in. Wow. There's so much to do. I'm anxious today.
You gotta get going.
I'm getting anxious.
Well, you know, with that, Lori, we're going to end this segment so that you can get those clipper blades ready to go and get them sharpened up. And we come back, we actually have two listeners' questions this week. And they're both about spring. One of them is, spring is coming, what now? And the one that's going to be a lot of fun is, oh no, my horse won't go. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Rich Liano Farms Training Center, we work with you and your horse to make what you want easy for your horse to understand and to help you achieve your riding goals. Our training methods are proven by our clients' successes. We don't do gimmicks. We build a solid foundation. Horse training and riding lessons are available and taught by a United States Equestrian Federation horse judge, clinician, and trainer. Visit us on the web at alwayshorses.com or call us at 218-557-8762 to schedule your horse training session or riding lesson at Rich Liano Farms today.